There are look-atters and there are see-throughers, and Norman Grubb coined those terms, I think. You know, you can look at something and just evaluate it on the surface, and then you'll say to yourself, well, if I was to conclude, based on all the child abuse that I see, based upon all of the people in third world countries that step on a landmine, they're already poor, now their legs blowing off, they die, you know, all of this. If I just looked at all those things and judged the universe and developed my worldview just based on all of that, then I would come to certain conclusions. But if you're a see-throughher, then you can look at something but see through it, see beyond it, go deeper than it, and see the Christian worldview that involves an invisible realm of demons and angels who are struggling, of where God exists and God is accomplishing his purpose, and he is at work in the visible realm as well. But by definition, because God is spirit, we often don't see the clear, indisputable proof of God and what he is doing. But that is where faith comes in. And that's the see-through-er as opposed to the look-at-er, you know, is where faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We believe in God, and we have good reason to believe in him. But, you know, as it says in Romans 8, hope that has been realized is not hope. We anticipate his promises being fulfilled, but faith is what we hold on to in that gap between where we are now and where the world will one day be according to his promises. And I have found Jesus Christ to be consistently faithful in my life. And to me, Jesus is the answer who is greater than all the questions. If it weren't for Jesus, if God had not become man in the person of Christ and given himself for my sins and the sins of the world, if he had not taken upon himself greater suffering and taken upon himself greater evil than anyone in all of human history, I would not have faith in God. God would still be good, but I wouldn't know that. But because of what Jesus has done for me, I can look at him and I say, yes, Lord, I will trust you. You have proven yourself for me. And if we ever doubt in eternity the goodness of God in the world to come, which we won't, we'll see it for what it is. I think the moment we look at the scars in his hands and feet, we'll say, these are not the hands and feet of a God who does not care.